Our modern whales date back over 25 million years, and their earliest ancestors were land-based. That's according to whale expert Josiane Cabana at the Group for Education and Research on Marine Mammals, based in Tadoussac in Canada.
It was kind of a big rat that was living on land and also looking for food in the ocean, and talking about 40 million years ago. So, and they were sometimes feeding on land, sometimes feeding on fish. And with the time, they just realized that there were so much food in the ocean, so they decided to stay always in the water. And that's interesting because we are looking at skeletons of whales now, and we can see some signs that the ancestor is really a land ancestor, land mammal. They have lungs, and they also have some vestigial bones of their pelvic region. Because they were living on land, so they were four legs, and they were walking on land and also walking in the ocean. The skeleton was really dense, and then they were walking in the bottom of the ocean. They were not going really, really deep. They were feeding mostly on little fish close to the shore, and after they were going on land and feeding also on vegetals. That's it. And after, there is some intermediate forms of whales between the ancestor and the whale that we know today. And with times, they just lose their back legs because they were really swimming in the ocean, and their vertebral column, it developed in a tail, which they use to swim now, and with their pectoral fin. If you talk about the ancestor, the front legs become pectoral fin, and then they stabilize their swim with this.
And what sort of things do whales eat?
They are eating different kind of food depending on the species. Like the big whales, the one with their baleen plates, it's a kind of a filter they have in their mouth. They will feed on little krill. It's a zooplankton. It looks like a shrimp. And that's mostly what we have here in the estuary of the St. Lawrence. It's really at the bottom of the food chain. And they also feed on little fishes, school fish like caplin, herring, and sandlands. And for belugas, for example, they are feeding also on invertebrates that live really in the bottom of the Saguenay Fjord and also on the bottom of the St. Lawrence, so crabs and eels also.
And how do whales reproduce?
Exactly like us, because they are mammals, so they have the same kind of reproducing reproduced system. But the difference is because the whales are really a hydrodynamic style, all the reproduction system is inside the body, so they have a genital slit and everything is inside because they are really hydrodynamic. So depending on the species, again, there is different kind of reproducing. Sometimes it's really short, sometimes there is more than one male for one female. There is different kind of competition also, so it really depends on the species, but it's really similar to us.
And how long does a female whale remain pregnant before she gives birth to her calf?
It's around 1 year old. Sometimes it's between 9 months to 14 to 16 months, depending again on the species.
And once she's given birth, what happens then?
There's only one baby at a time. The baby can come a tail first or head first. And so they will give birth in the ocean, and often they will help the baby to come and take its first breath at the surface. And depending again on the species, there is some different behaviors. For gray whales, for example, there is other females that will help the baby to come at the surface, kind of nurse around the mother. But this is really exceptional behavior. We don't see this kind of behavior in the natural environment. What we know about it, it's often what we see in captivity.
And some of the classic behaviors that you see in whales, things like thrashing their flukes or coming out of the water and those sorts of things, what are they doing?
That's a great question. This is kind of a mystery. And it's not really classic behavior, because the classic behavior is when whales come at the surface, they take a breath, and after they dive. That's normally what we see. But often when we are looking at TV shows, we see whales that breach and are fluking with their tail, but this is really unusual. And depending on context, they will do it for different reasons. For example, if you are going on a reproduction area, for example in Hawaii with humpback whales, you'll see humpbacks jumping out of the water. Often males that will doing this to impress the female, or maybe it's competition with other males. And if you see humpback whales that breach in the presence of a concentration of boats, maybe they do it because they are disturbed about the noise. So there is different reason why they are doing it, but it's always kind of a mystery, and it can change in context of when you're observing whales.
That's Josiane Cabana from the Group for Education and Research on Marine Mammals, based at Tadoussac in Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.